Good morning, Morne.
A very good morning to you, Liz. I could have told you that.
Higginbottom, such a beautiful surname.
There we go. So a few weekends ago, we were chatting about the winter rains and how it is accelerated the flowering of all the West Coast plants up into the Namaqualand. And it really has. If you start looking at social media and you see the pictures which are coming through, it's going to be an absolute bumper year. So if you want to plan, look at the weather, make sure it's a sunny day, because obviously the flowers will be closed on an overcast day, and really try and get out and see this magical, it's always absolutely magical, natural display of color. And I think with that, we need to probably relook, Lisma, you know, it was at Langenhoven who wrote October Maand, the moister maand. I think we're going to have to rewrite that poem and bring it forward. It just shows you probably climate change has made a big difference in terms of when things are at their best. But the plant that we are going to be talking about links in quite nicely to the West Coast, and that is the Osteospermum, a genus Osteospermum, which we're chatting about this morning, also known as the Cape or African daisy. If we look at the meaning of the genus, osteo, relating to bones, and spermum is Latin meaning seed. And we were just chatting off air about, we're not quite figure out where the osteo and the spermum comes together within the plant. I think it's the way that the seed actually looks. So if anybody's out there, here, drop me an email at findgardening@fmr.co.za. Love to know. But if we talk about osteospermums, they are sometimes thought of as annuals, but they're not. They're a perennial shrub which has masses and masses of daisy-like flowers right throughout the year. The most important thing about them is that they need to always be planted in really, really well-drained soil. So, for instance, they will battle through the winter months here in Cape Town. If you have a garden that tends to be waterlogged, they will be really, really in trouble. But well-drained soil is right at the top of the list. And they flower continuously right throughout the year, looking the most spectacular during spring and all through the summer months. But we also really recognized osteospermums as being incredibly water-wise plant. Once they are established, they require absolute minimal watering in your garden, which makes it a real favorite, because we tend to forget that despite the heavy winter rains that we've had, we've always got to think of gardening from a water-wise perspective, because the majority of the year here in Cape Town is dry and really hot. And then with osteospermums, your range of hybridization is absolutely, I mean, it's completely bonkers. The number of colors that you can get out there is just never ending, from bright yellows all the way through to dark maroons, plants, flowers which have white centers, which have purple centers. The list just goes on and on. And then my favorites are the ones which are multi-pastel colored petals. They really are spectacular. You also get double flowers. So really, there's something to select irrespective of whatever your color palette is that you're looking for in the garden, or alternatively, the growth habit of them is suited for both containers as well as bedding plants. The most important thing to remember with an osteospermum, though, is it needs to be planted in a full sun type of environment. And just remember, when we talk about full sun, we are talking about at least 5 hours of sunlight per day. So very, very important for that. Otherwise, they just won't come into their own. They'll tend to get a little bit leggy and never really grow to their full potential. So certainly not a shade plant. To encourage multiple flower heads right throughout the season, feeding is a must. We always tend to recommend organic-based fertilizers for osteospermums. They've got a relatively shallow root system, which will tend to get burnt if you use chemical fertilizers, especially if you over-fertilize. So use a nice, good 315 formulation. You'll hear often I'm referring back to a 315 formulation in all our discussions, because that is the one that you use for any plant which is flowering or fruiting. That last number, that 5, the potassium, so important when it comes to plants, development of flowers and fruit ultimately. Deadheading is always a good idea to also help encourage regrowth of flowers that you can do one by one. But if you're the lazy gardener, you can always just go out there with your head shears once every year. Elizabeth's nodding her head. She definitely falls into that category. And you can just literally give it a haircut with a pair of hair shears if you see the flowers are starting to go off. And before you know it, it'll come back with a flush and look absolutely amazing. So remembering that they grow to, on average, about half a meter tall, so quite a nice full shrub. They'll normally, if you plant them in here, one as a purchased pot plant from the from your garden center, they will get to their full height in their second year. But as I said, they are perennial, so they'll keep on going for a number of years without a problem. And if you have, at the end of the flowering season, if the plant tend to get a little bit leggy, you can give it a medium pruning by pruning back about 50% of the plant without any much problems, and it will reshoot quite easily. So if you do tend to, even in your garden at the moment, have leggy plants, I wouldn't prune them back right now. Not a good idea. Wait for it to get a little bit warmer. So I would say closer to September or mid-September would probably be the right time, just before they start really pushing out a new flower flush. And it's an easy plant to get hold of. Most garden centers will stock them right throughout the year, although your range that you will find from now on going through to the end of October will be, you will find a bigger range of flowers at your local garden center. So certainly think a plant to consider. That's your African daisy or your Cape daisy, Osteospermums.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.